Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, my soul, and do not forget any of His benefits, who pardons all your guilt, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with favor and compassion, who satisfies your years with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. The Lord performs righteous deeds and judgments for all who are oppressed. He made known His ways to Moses, His deeds to the sons of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in mercy. He will not always contend with us, nor will He keep His anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor rewarded us according to our guilty deeds. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is His mercy toward those who fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our wrongdoings from us. Just as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear Him. For He Himself knows our form. He is mindful that we are nothing but dust. As for man, his days are like grass, like a flower of the field, so he flourishes. When the wind has passed over it, it is no more, and its place no longer knows about it. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting for those who fear Him, and His justice to the children's children, to those who keep His covenant and remember His precepts, so as to do them. The Lord has established His throne in the heavens, and His sovereignty rules over all. Bless the Lord, you His angels, mighty in strength, who perform His word, obeying the voice of His word. Bless the Lord, all you His angels, you who serve Him, doing His will. Bless the Lord, all you works of His, in all places of His dominion. Bless the Lord, my soul.
Whenever the psalmists penned songs of worship, they spoke about the Lord's specific attributes or actions. These songs were compiled into the book we now call Psalms, and the collection can be seen as a biography of God, one that relies upon the language of praise to describe and exalt Him. The ability to worship grows out of love for the Lord, and since genuine love is always cultivated by learning about the other person, the true root of praise is knowledge of the Lord. As those of us who are believers spend time with Him in His Word, discovering new facets of His character deepens both our love for Him and our understanding of why He deserves praise. In addition, we also learn to know the Lord through our walk with Him. As we observe how He meets our needs and showers us with mercy and compassion, we experience His faithfulness, and our trust in Him increases. Our lives become a display of accumulated praise for His abundant provision, comfort in times of pain, and intervention during adversity. Not only that, but our transformation becomes a testimony of gratitude for the trials and hardships He's using to shape us into the image of Christ.